You're listening to SBS News.
It's a sign of just how early bushfire tragedy and loss has come to the country this summer. The build-up to this year's Australian Open has been dominated by talk, not so much of tennis, but the impact of the surrounding devastation. Players have come to the fore with millions of dollars raised in fundraising matches and donations, while their own safety has been called into question by hazardous smoke haze from the fires. For reigning champion Novak Djokovic, it's been a sobering return to a country where he has enjoyed so much success.
It's a tragedy for Australia, and it's really not pleasant to see this many people suffer the consequences of, big force that is hard to stop. And at times nature shows us how, in a way, insignificant we are.
The 32-year-old and now father of two is also philosophical about how life has changed for him since he won his first title here 12 years ago.
So I adapt to that and I try to maximize the present moment as much as I can in my life and try to find the optimal balance and formula that will allow me to play my best. I still feel physically fit. I try to take care of my body. I try to be very conscious and aware of that kind of holistic approach, and that still allows me to be here and compete with the best players in the world.
When it comes to the women's rankings, number one Ashleigh Barty is the best player in the world. With that comes great expectations, and dominating the pre-tournament publicity has proved a little overwhelming for the laid-back Queenslander.
Yeah, my face is everywhere a little bit, isn't it? I'm a bit sick of it, to be honest. But no, look, there's no extra pressure. I don't read the papers. I don't kind of look into any more than I need to. I'm here with my team trying to do the best that we can. It's amazing to have so much support and so much love from the Australian public. And I've really felt that, in an exceptional way.
As she strives to be the first local to win the championship for more than four decades, Barty capped off her Australian Open preparation with a breakthrough win at the Adelaide International. But the 23-year-old is still looking for improvements to her game.
I was as good as I needed to be. I felt like it got better and better with each match. There were still areas of my game that I'm trying to refine, trying to improve, trying to develop every single time I walk out on the court. So I think from where I stand and how we're kind of viewing last week and debriefing last week, it was a great problem-solving week. I felt like I'd worked a lot of things out. I ironed out a few creases, and now we're excited to come in here feeling pretty good.
So while tennis will dominate the spotlight over the next fortnight, it shouldn't overshadow the fact other summer sports are reaching critical stages in their seasons. And games over the weekend have given some teams a clearer indication of just where they stand. In the National Basketball League, the finals hopes of the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix suffered a blow with a 17-point loss to the top of the ladder Sydney Kings. The Brisbane Bullets thrashed the Illawarra Hawks by 29 points. The Adelaide 36ers went down to the Cairns Taipans, while across the Tasman, the New Zealand Breakers impressed in front of their home crowd with a big win over Melbourne United. It came on the back of their Friday night upset over the Kings, and Breakers coach Dan Shamir says he's particularly happy for his players.
They've been through a lot and came into this weekend against very good teams, shorthanded in some tough circumstances, and for today, I played good basketball, starting from defense, limited them to 38% from the floor, which is, I think, one of our best numbers this year. These were two good games, and hopefully we can build on this and roll on it.
In the A-League, new club Western United's debut season is rolling along nicely, thrashing the Central Coast Mariners 3-0, with a pair of strikes from Bessart Berisha. Brisbane roared down Wellington Phoenix, Western Sydney lost to Perth in another home loss to the Wanderers, and Melbourne City's 2-0 win over the Newcastle Jets was marked by a piece of history, Kate Jackowitz becoming the first female to referee an A-League match. Jackowitz was put to the test on the hour mark, correctly awarding a penalty against the Jets for a handball. After the game, the 34-year-old was able to reflect on the significance of the moment.
The occasion was actually quite special for me, and I think for football in general, just to show that anybody who steps onto the pitch can make a decision, doesn't matter about gender.
Meanwhile, in cricket, the Melbourne Stars stretched their lead at the top of the Big Bash League table with another win over the Perth Scorchers, while the Sixers slipped to third after losing a rain-affected and severely truncated match to crosstown rivals the Sydney Thunder. That left the door ajar for the Strikers to leapfrog the Sixers into second, which they duly did against Hobart, surviving a 48-ball onslaught from Hurricanes import David Miller. His whirlwind counter-attack of 90 not out still left the Tasmanians 10 runs short of Adelaide's imposing 5 for 186. But it was a less than auspicious outing for another big-hitting South African, a second ball duck for AB de Villiers, as the Brisbane Heat, at one stage none for 84 and cruising to victory, lost 10 wickets for just 36 runs, slumping to an embarrassing defeat against the Melbourne Renegades. Gareth Borum, SBS News.